KBOE, we are live and we are local and we are welcoming you to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning right here, KBOE. And of course online, KBOE.com and on your mobile app. What's in Outdoors brought to you by your good friends at Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower and by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. And let's head to Studio North, Council Grove, Phil Totten. And Phil, sounds like got a little wet there, huh?
It sure did, Ron. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. How are you?
Well, I tell you, I decided to go from Studio North because the lake is rising, which means the catfish will be good, but it's raised over a half a foot since the rain started. And down here at the city lake, we've come up a half a brick.
That's
how you want to do it. But I do know my KVOE rain gauge runneth over.
Oh, okay. That's over 4 inches.
Yes, sir. It was funny last night when Ginger come home. We always like to sit on the porch out there at Studio South and look at the lake. And the wind was pretty heavy out of the east, so we were sitting on the west side of the porch. And then before we knew it, the west side of the porch was getting wet, so we went to the east side of the porch. And it swirled back around to the east, so we went in the house. But you talk about something that's been round and round, though, too. Is this one reason I invited our guest to be on the show with us this morning? We got Kenneth Keiser on the show, and Kenneth is a veteran writer of more than 50 awards in outdoor journalism, and he was inducted into the National Waterfowl, the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame as a legendary communicator. He is also in the Missouri Waterfowlers Hall of Fame, and he has been honored as Conservation Community of the Year in both Missouri and Kansas. So Kenneth has been round and round, and I want him to share some experiences with us and actually talk about, too, why we get so much enjoyment taking kids fishing. So good morning, Kenny. How you doing?
Well, good morning, Mr. Phil and Outdoor World. How you guys this morning?
Well, we're wet. Did you get any rain last night in Missouri?
Oh, yeah, just enough to make my older lab nervous. He hates thunder.
Do you take that lab dove hunting with you?
Well, when I can. I got a young one here that's probably more of a retriever than he's ever going to be, but the old one is just, you know, he's just part of me. Like any Labrador retriever, you know, they become part of the family, and if I leave without him, he'll lay around a pouch. So
I know that's right. Well, Kenny, who or what created your love of the outdoors?
Well, you know, that started about in 1956 when I was like 3 years old. My great grandma and grandpa used to pick me up in their Model A Ford, which was the only car they ever owned, take me down to a farm pond fishing. And of course, living in the country, we always, of course, had plenty of outdoor-type experiences. And then my folks moved to a lake by Kansas City, and boy, that sealed the deal. That's when I started learning how to fish from some of the people on the lake, and that's when I become an absolute advocate of outdoor everything.
Well, just what made you decide to become an outdoor writer?
Good question. My family really never had a lot of money, but an old gentleman that lived not far from us, actually he was an old alcoholic, he was a pretty heavy drinker, but he read outdoor magazines cover to cover, and when he was done with them, he'd give them to me. And I would read them cover to cover, and I just fell in love with it all. I said, oh my goodness, I never really, at that time when I was probably junior high, I didn't really think I could ever, you know, be an outdoor writer. I didn't know if I had the brains to do it, but I just kept at it and started taking writing courses and finally taking college writing courses, and next thing you know, I'm published. The next thing you know, I am in the middle of this outdoor writing world, and boy, what a place to be.
What feeling come across you, Kenny, when you were published for the first time, and what advice can you give to young writers that might want to get into the business?
Well, I remember the first story I wrote was for the Kansas City Star. Brent Fazee had just stepped in as the outdoor editor, Fazee, by the way, is my good friend and a good man who has redefined outdoor riding in Kansas City. He's a fine rider. And he ran my first story, published story, but and my second story was in Fur Fish and Game magazine. And I didn't even know it was published until somebody came to my door and said, "Hey, did you know you have a story in this magazine?" And I sat there and looked at my byline for the first time, and I did a Daffy Duck in the middle of my living room. I couldn't believe it. I said, "Holy cow, that was 47 years ago." Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been at it a long time. I admire what you do, and I love reading your work.
Thank you very much. If I was a young writer and I wanted to be an outdoor writer, the first thing I would do is take every writing course imaginable, because there's a lot of competition out there and a lot of people want to be outdoor writers. So the first step is learning, you know, everyone has a story to tell. It's learning how to tell your story well, how to really present it, and so an editor doesn't have to make changes. And when an editor loves your work, they will use you over and over again. When an editor does not love your work, you're done, because what they put in their publication is what determines if they keep a job or not. So they can't be nice to you, and there's no such thing as being nice in an editorial world. It's very dog-eat-dog, so you've got to really learn how to present your work in the best format possible.
Well, there's so many opportunities now. It's sort of hard to become a hard copy writer in it with newspapers when they have so much social media competition and things like that, but there is a way if you like to communicate your love of the outdoors.
That is a sad truth. Yes, there is a lot less opportunity than there used to be, but it's still out there. You know, I think probably the biggest deal here is for the younger generation to understand that they can tell their story to their generation better than you and I can, because this is their generation. We told the story well for our generation, and they understood what we were saying. The younger generation understands younger writers better than they do older writers. So I think the first thing to do is find any place to have work published you can. And there's a lot of free publications out there that will accept a well-written piece, and they won't pay you, but at least you'll be getting your foot in the door on being published. And then the second step after you're published is to take your published clips, which in this case would be probably online, and you know, you can send them the link to a story that you had published, and you can send it to an editor and say, I have the ability to write, and I want to write a story for you. And then you write a query. A query letter is very important. This is how you contact an editor. It is what the story is about and what photography is available. And if you have any kind of bio at all, you include it with that, plus any kind of, and it's always good to include some of your first published work too, especially if it reads well. So that's just a step. Now, the kind of writing you want to do, for example, you can go to a bookstore or the library or online, and you can see what's out there. There's a lot of online magazines now, and if you write well, you can break into these online magazines. I'm doing a story right now for the Field and Streams website, and it's on fishing the big rivers for monster catfish. So, you know, and that's another tip, Phil, is to always write unique. If you want to break in with an editor, come up with unique subjects. You know, they're going to give established writers the dove hunting and the duck hunting and the duck hunting opener and that sort of thing. Find a unique angle. One of my first story for Fur Fishing Game was called Using Nylon Sewing Thread to Catch Crappie. That was before we had light line. And that's how I broke into magazines.
Well, Kenneth, you hit on something that I found very interesting. You talked about the difference in generations and that kids these days would probably write different than what you or I would, or say the older established writers. And, you know, in our conversations, you talked about working with Harold Inslee and Virgil Ward. That was quite an experience, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Harold Inslee and Virgil Ward and a lot of those type of guys took me under their wing. Bill Bennett at the St. Joe News Press, Joel Vance, who was at the Missouri Conservation, they helped me quite a bit, too. Oh, my goodness, there's a whole bunch of them. And Andy Klein, I don't know if you remember him or not. He was an outdoor writer back then, and now he's a professor down at down in Springfield. But all them guys, they kind of helped me along with getting started. And, boy, let me tell you, anytime you can find a mentor, it helps. And quite often, if you will tell an established writer that you want to learn and you want to write, a lot of them will help you. I've helped several get started, and I'm proud to say that some of them have done quite well. It makes you feel good when you see the next generation of what we do. Because, you know, Phil, you and I are not going to be around forever. We're getting a little bit older and older and older, and one of these days, these kids are going to step up and do what we're doing, I hope.
Yes, sir.
The very conservation depends on it.
Well, Dennis, if you can stay around, I think we need to go to that first break. And when you get back, I'd like to talk about your book, Take That Kid Fishing, and also the pleasures you get from introducing youth and families to the great outdoors.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, Phil, we'll take that first break. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors, KVOE, live and local. Stay tuned. Back with more after this.
Labor Day weekend is summer's last hurrah, and if you're planning on hitting the road, remember to schedule any of your tire or vehicle maintenance early. Express Tire will be closed Saturday, September 4th and Monday, September 6th for the Labor Day holiday. They'll be ready to serve you again after the holiday for any automotive maintenance. Until then, they hope you enjoy the holiday weekend relaxing with friends and family. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th. Find them on Facebook or ExpressTirePros.com.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Summer may be over, but it's not over for your lawn. Bluestem has Scott's lawn care products that'll help you keep your yard looking green and healthy through fall and give it a head start for next spring, like Scott's Lawn Pro Weed Feed Fertilizer. It comes in bags that cover 5,000 and 15,000 square feet. Pick up the right amount for your place. When it comes to Scott's lawn care products, if you need it and if your lawn needs it, Bluestem's got it. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 841. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten. Council Grove Lake, What's in Outdoors. Back to you, Phil.
Well, listeners, we're talking to Kenneth Keezer. He is a Hall of Fame writer, just a tremendous outdoorsman. So if you have any questions on the outdoors, please call us at 620-342-5863. And I know Kenny can answer some of your questions. Like myself, and one reason I got away from writing, it was just so time demanding. And then when I lost Myrna to cancer, I lost my proofreader. So that was one of the reasons that I quit writing. But I never have given up on communicating the love of the outdoors to the public. And Kenneth, I know you and I, we've traveled the same paths in a lot of areas, and we both volunteer for hunter education and youth programs with fishing. Can you tell us a little bit about your book, Take That Kid Fishing, and what caused you to write that book?
Happy to, but first I want to say, Phil, I'm mighty proud of the work that you've been doing with the kids. You've done some great things. I'm very proud of that. That's a good job.
You mentioned mentors, Kenneth. I've had some in my life that really helped me on and, you know, inspired me to do these things. So, and then, too, you know, with the support of volunteers and then sponsors, we can get her done. So let's go in and take that kid fishing book.
Yeah, it does make a difference. The Take the Kid Fishing book, it basically is designed to teach the parents a lot of things that they need to know. When I was doing, I've done a lot of fishing seminars starting back in the 70s with the program my dear friend, the late Sharon Rushton wrote, Hooked on Fishing, Not on Drugs. And then I started doing mentally and physically challenged programs with the Kansas City Chiefs. That's what they called it in them days anyway. And I started learning a lot of things about fishing that I thought needed to be printed for, because a lot of mothers, young mothers especially, were approaching me and said, hey, I want to take my boy or girl fishing like my dad or grandpa did me, and I don't know what to do. So I would, you know, try to help them. But then I started writing it down and started making notes on it, the type of equipment to use, you know, the most simple for a child starting out, at like a Zebco 33 is very good, just the old spin cast type reel with a rod, how to use bait, a little bit about one of the big important chapters in that book is watch for your child to become bored. Watch for boredom. When a child is bored in a fishing trip, even if the fish are biting, it's time to go. You know, you can always come back and catch the fish later. Go home and you know, because people, a lot of times when parents take their kids fishing, especially experienced fishermen, they tend to forget that this is their child's event, not theirs. This is their thing. And if a child is not having a good time suddenly because the weather, because it's too cold, because the wind's blowing too hard, fish are not biting, you know, whatever, it's time to quit and then come back another day. So you watch out for boredom. It's good. The book explains a little bit about conservation, about how fishing plays into conservation, and a lot of subjects like that. Just kind of an overall view of what you and I have learned, Bill.
Well, Kenneth, how can someone get a hold of that book? That sounds just what I'm preaching every day when I'm working there at the marina and a new family comes in, especially with COVID. They want to learn something about fishing. I think that's a very valuable resource. Just how can people get in touch with that book?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say it's out of print right now. I ran out. The darn books, I was charging very little for it. The darn book sold out three times, and the guy that was printing my books went out of business. So now I've got to find another printer. But once I do, you can go on my Facebook page, Kenneth L period Keyser, KIESER, and you'll be able to find the book. I've also written a version with Bible verses in it, and that is going to that's going to be through the Vineyard churches, I believe. We're working on that right now. So I went through and found as many fishing Bible verses as I possibly could, and put it in different sections throughout the book. So we tried to take that angle as well.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing that, Ken. I do want to thank you so much for being on the show and keep me in the loop concerning your outdoor activities. Do want to see you on down the road sometime, partner.
Well, I'm kind of looking forward to you and me hitting the fishing one of these days together.
Well, it'll be fun.
We need to go
and
fishing.
I know there won't be no boredom, I guarantee you. Thank you, sir. You have a good outdoor weekend. Of course, Labor Day holiday is probably about the last observance some people have together, so be safe out there, and we'll be talking to you.
Thank you for having me on your show. You take care.
Okay, well, Ron, let's go to that last break, and we will introduce the winners of the final week of our summer-long Family Fun Fishing Contest.
All right.
Your awards.
Sounds good, Phil. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors on KVOE. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Even the earliest humans used salt as a preservative. Today's stockman knows the importance of salt in preserving livestock health and profits. And nobody knows salt like American Stockman. There's tons of it at Bluestem in 50-pound bags and blocks. Big Six mineral salt and fine stock salt, white salt blocks, sulfur salt blocks, all from American Stockman. Get the salt your herd needs from friendly, helpful people that are the salt of the earth at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Labor Day weekend is summer's last hurrah, and if you're planning on hitting the road, remember to schedule any of your tire or vehicle maintenance early. Express Tire will be closed Saturday, September 4th and Monday, September 6th for the Labor Day holiday. They'll be ready to serve you again after the holiday for any automotive maintenance. Until then, they hope you enjoy the holiday weekend relaxing with friends and family. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th. Find them on Facebook or ExpressTirePros.com.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. You are tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. Of course, log on to KBOE.com and hop on the What's in Outdoors page. All kinds of great info there. And let's get back to the host, Phil Totten. Phil, it's yours.
Ron, I teamed up with the Flint Hills Life Channel, and we had the drawing for our major winners on the contest. This is week 14. The stories I've gotten in the 14 weeks and meeting families, fishing is alive and well in Kansas, I guarantee you. So our five winners will get a year's subscription to Kansas State Department of Wildlife and Parks for the State Magazine, and also a $75 Bombas Jig Company gifts coupon. Are Devin Morris of Emporia, Ryder Whiteside of Leon, Kansas, Jaden Karcher, he was from Emporia. He participated in that scout derby that they had at Peter Pan Park. So he was with the scouts, so I'm guessing he might have been from Emporia. He had a real nice channel cat. Carson Gielenex from Linden, and my little buddy Colton Miser from Council Grove. And Colton, I think he was the leading entry, putting in entries in our catch anything deal. He caught slugs, he caught lightning bugs, he caught grasshoppers. But just a pleasure to talk with him. We had him on the show last week. Our five $100 winners are Logan Schweitzer of Olathe, Carson Horn of Vassar, Baden Houts of Council Grove, and we had Baden on the show talking about his fishing experience. Christian Tukovich of Manhattan, and Enley Lauer of Cottonwood Falls. So that was 10 major winners right there. And, I tell you, it was just so much fun with it. Now our three big winners, and the winner of the crappie fishing adventure with Joe Bragg is the J.C. Vathauer family. They're from Barnes, Kansas. Matt Wirth's family with daughter Carly sending in a sunfish entry. They won the half-day use of a pontoon from the Council Grove Marina. And the winner of the What's in Outdoors Lifetime Fishing License was Dominic Dryling of Valley Center. Some kids sent in from about 40 entries. Altogether, we had over or close to 300 entries. And I found it interesting that Dominic's entry came on one of our very first drawings that was in there. He talked about the Memorial Day fishing down here at the lake when the guy rained out, but he did show up at the marina with a couple of catfish, and he only had one entry, so he's a winner of the, and it was a rainy holiday too then. Looks like that's what we might be getting into tomorrow. But with one entry, he won a lifetime license. So we did have close to 300 entries from all over the state, and also one from Georgia. I do want to thank our sponsors, of course, KVOE Radio, Council Grove Marina, Flint Hills Live Channel, the chapter here, the Quelling Upland Wildlife Federation, Fish Kansas from Wildlife and Parks, of course, Joe Bragg with Trump 30 Guide Service, Cliff Bombas, Bombas Jigs, and Mark Morrell with Kansas Wildscape. And next year, our Cast and Blast will probably partner with Kansas Wildscape, and we will have a great OK Kids Day here at Council Grove. And that said, there is one coming up at Burlington next weekend, September 1, and just all kind of activities there. Ron, earlier the listener called in, was concerned about hummingbirds. Well, they're all at Roger Wells' house. He sent me a message this morning. He said he had over 20 at his feeders. And I know they're wreaking havoc here at the feeders here at the lake. I did see the first osprey of the season came by and visited us, and I saw him dive and get some breakfast out of the lake. Dove hunting has been pretty good, but, of course, if one of your choice fossils is over a water hole, that's going to change with this rain. So you might need to go out and study a little bit more to find it. And Ron, last, is the status of Kansas hunter education. I did get a note from Wildlife and Parks is that classes have been suspended until I think it's October 4th that were had, and these were the traditional classes and the internet-assisted classes that required people to go to a field day. Now, any hunter education class that's going on in schools where people will still be having one-on-one correspondence, they're still going on. So you can get a Hunter's Ed certificate by going online. This is something I think Kansas Wildlife and Parks is looking at. Myself, I'd rather have the kids and the families come to a one-day event so I can meet them and talk to them. But, you know, it's a busy world. We got COVID. Things are going online more and more, so we just need to see how that works. But while classes are suspended, you can still go out and get the two-year, a deferred thing that no matter how old you are, if you go hunting with this deferred license, you need to have someone 18 or older with you. And then you can go to another state that's offering online classes, get certified there, and Kansas will recognize that. What you got going on this weekend, Ron? You going to be cooking out?
Hopefully later on in the weekend, yeah. I've got a big day with the big music and arts festival here, halfway to everywhere here in town. And that will be going on all day through the night on Saturday. So hopefully get some grilling time in this weekend, Phil.
Well, I know there's a fellow making his rounds to the farmer's market. I can't come up with his name right now. He's been at Allen, and he's going to be here at Council Grove, so I'm going to try to get him on the show to just talk about outdoor cooking. Another event next week, Ron, is the Justin Corbett Memorial Shooting Sports Foundation benefit shoot over at Ravenwood. That's always a good time, and they support a good cause. And then here in Council Grove, we'll have the Flint Hills Chapter of Quail and Upland Wildlife Federation banquet on September 25th. So, listeners, if you have any good stories, if you have any good events coming in your area, please think of Watson Outdoors, and we'll help you get the word out.
All right, yeah, get outdoors. We could see some rain tonight and through tomorrow morning, but the back half of the week, starting with Saturday afternoon, Phil, looks really nice. So I'm sure you'll get out and enjoy.
Well, I know the fishing has really got me excited. I had a 30-inch flathead and a 25-inch walleye come and visit me during the week. One of them's going to stay for dinner.
Hey, great job as always. Thanks, Phil.
Take care, sir. God bless.
All right, Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors. Remarkable work that Phil does. Glad to have him on every Friday morning. And online, the What's In Outdoors page, KVOE.com. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew out there, they'll remind you, they will be closed Saturday and Monday for the Labor Day holidays. So if you need some work done, get in there today. And by a Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50, What's In Outdoors. It is 8:56.
Hurricane Ida still has hundreds of thousands without power in Louisiana and the Northeast.